MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 26, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, a Saugus Middle School teacher was arrested yesterday. We have several school updates to share today. And Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon reflects on this week's Whittier Tech school vote.
I'm Bill Newell, and later on in sports, when the Marblehead boys basketball team travels to Salem tonight, they'll be honoring the 1990 Salem High State Championship boys basketball team. Rick?
Nice. Thanks, Bill. Rain, high near 40, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:33 a.m. A Saugus Middle School teacher was arrested yesterday and was charged with possession of a Class A substance. The Daily Item reports that 52-year-old science teacher Roxanne Plaxson was arrested after an unidentified substance was found in a bathroom. Authorities report that no other staff or students were in danger as a result of the event. The Gloucester School Committee and Gloucester Association of Educational Paraprofessionals remain at odds over pay. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that after months of negotiations and after a second mediation session this week, there is still no agreement. The main issue is pay. Both sides have been bargaining since March, and the paras have been working without a contract since July. The Newton teachers' strike continues as today marks the sixth day of no school in the district. Today, our website will feature an interview with Beverly High School Principal Mark Thomas, who will be sharing information on the school's student cell phone policy that went into effect this past September. Yesterday, Lowell High School announced a new school-wide cell phone policy that was to go into effect. In today's interview, Thomas tells us that the Beverly policy has helped students better focus in class without dealing with the distraction of having their phones available.
I think what it does help students realize is that, when you have access to it all the time, I don't think you realize how invasive it might be. Mm-hmm. And even with best of intentions, you don't realize that. And so being able to see the difference between having it out and not having it out, having access to it and not having access to it, I think that it's at least creating a capacity within them to see, like, okay, I can do this, like, I can put this down for a period of time and come back to it, and it's okay, like, things are, there's going to be things I can catch up on or see or scroll through, when I get back to it. I don't have to have it in the moment.
There will be much more with Beverly High School Principal Mark Thomas in a separate post here on the website. Peabody residents that have been looking for improvements in their trash and recycling pickup may have found the answer. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that after months of collection delays and what some have called underperforming trash service, there will now be some changes. Mayor Ted Betancourt has stated that the city has reached an agreement to allow Republic Services to dispose of Peabody trash and recycling at a Danvers landfill facility. Prior to this agreement, trucks had to dump waste in Haverhill. Massachusetts Senate Democrats have a plan to update the state's gun laws. State House reporter Christian Wade reports in today's Salem News that the plan calls for updating the ban on assault weapons and setting new restrictions on open carry firearms. And Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon spoke with MSO News on Thursday and outlined what he hoped is the next step in the process of dealing with the needs of the Whittier Tech School District after a vote to fund a new school failed on Tuesday.
That's a great question. So I just found out that Whittier is having their building committee is having a meeting on Tuesday at Whittier in their auditorium, I believe at 10 o'clock. So the rest of us in the 11 communities have kind of been talking. We plan on going to that meeting. I think Whittier hopefully will take a big step back. I mean, I think the response that they got from voters, I mean, 10,000 votes gap between the yeas and the nays, I mean, I think is really significant. So I hope this gives them some pause. And then I hope this is an opportunity to look at the agreement of 1967 to think creatively about how do we move forward and what can we do at Whittier to make that a functioning educational facility. So I hope all those things can happen, but I'm sure, it's going to take a little while to kind of absorb this vote. But I'm happy to keep leading this charge. And like I said, I think one good thing that came out of all this is that collaboration that I've felt with not only local city councils and select boards, but the town administrators in mayors and the other communities. I mean, I think this is something that, you know, again, I'm a fairly new mayor, still only 2 years in on my first term, but this was the first, you know, opportunity, I think, on a larger scale for all of us to kind of work together and share information. So I'm hoping that is something that we can continue as we look to hopefully sit down at the table with Whittier and you know, kind of plot a path forward.
Mayor Reardon also expressed his appreciation for all who took the time to vote.
No, just I would just say in all the 11 communities, and I know, Rick, you reach a lot of them, I just want to thank everyone for coming out and voting. Like I said, I try to do my best job about bringing people together and getting the right information out there. You know, the information session that we held on January 9th was held by people came from all 11 communities to come hear information about the project. So the fact at the end of the day in January, on a cold January, you know, 23rd and a weird time from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. that people came out all across the region to vote. You know, again, I just appreciate for people for listening and taking part in the process.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with locker room interviews from the Bruins after last night's overtime win.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at xobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the XOBath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Senators in Ottawa last night 3-2 in overtime. Just ahead on North Shore Today Extra, an unusual segment for us. We'll go into the Bruins locker room to hear from a few players and coach Jim Montgomery following last night's win. The Celtics beat the Heat last night in Miami 143-110. Not an overtime game there. Wow, Jason Tatum with 26 points. Celtics shot 63% from the floor, 55% for threes, and 95% from the free throw line. Tonight at Salem High School, they'll be honoring the 1990 Salem High State Championship boys basketball team. Events will be featured around the Marblehead at Salem game tonight. Both coaches in tonight's game were members of that 1990 Salem High team. Salem High coach Tom Doyle and Marblehead coach Mike Giardi were both members of that Salem High team. This is Salem coach Tom Doyle.
It's something we've talked about for years and trying to do and honor the teams. And then it would have had to have been because Mike was a member. So it would have had to have been us playing Marblehead for us to make it happen. And, you know, and then obviously we got a lot of other conflicting schedules. And we were finally just put it together this year, made it happen where Salem was going to play Marblehead this night and we were going to hopefully get as many people involved as we could, and we got about 7 or 8 members of that team coming back, and you know, still waiting on to see if all the coaches can come, but we definitely got one of the coaches coming, and you know, hoping for a nice night, just recognize everyone in front of the crowd.
Marblehead coach Mike Giardi, a member of that Salem High team.
So we're going to celebrate and recognize the 1990 state championship basketball team, the 89-90 team that won the state championship out at the Worcester Centrum. And the team that Coach Doyle and I both played on. Coach Doyle was a junior. I was a senior on that team. It had some great players, Mike Fritz, Eric Brunson, of course, who everybody knows, his son Jalen now at this point, who plays for the Knicks. You know, Mark Barraby, Pedro Jimenez, just to name a few of the guys that are going to be there. And we're going to recognize the team. I think Salem's doing a great job of starting to bring some of these older teams to light and showing a lot of pride. And it's something that I'm really proud to be a part of. And so we're going to have a little, I think, a halftime recognition. And then after the game, we'll have hopefully the alumni and we'll bring our players in and their players in and just say hi to a lot of the players you know, if we can maybe get the old film out there and, you know, VHS tape if they still have some VCR somewhere and be able to watch some of the games that we had.
Marblehead coach Mike Giardi, both coaches with great memories from that season. Also, a little shout out today to this past month's Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month. Basketball player Logan Lomasny of Peabody High School and Sam LaRusso, who is a wrestler on the Saugus Peabody Wrestling Co-op team. He is a student at Saugus High School. Again, interviews on our website with both of those student athlete award winners. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Friday, a great weekend, and be sure to stay tuned next with a little Bruin conversation on North Shore Today Extra.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is North Shore Today Extra and something a bit different here today. Bruins post-game reaction. We'll go in the locker room after their 3-2 overtime win over the Senators in Ottawa last night. Hear from Coach Jim Montgomery and also Brad Marchand and others. Marchand getting the game-winning goal in overtime. This is Bruins coach Jim Montgomery not all that pleased with the officiating last night.
Do you feel like you dodged a little bit of a bullet with the penalties tonight?
Well, I don't think we dodged a bullet. I think we took about 8 bullets.
Seemed a little one-sided.
It was. They had 6 power plays. We had 1. That is one-sided.
What's it say about the group that they're able to sort of get over that frustration, keep their focus, come away with the 2 points?
Well, it was great by our group. You know, our penalty killers, some guys have to get a lot of ice time in those situations, and they battled through it. And I liked the way we were able to get back to our 5-on-5 game. You know, especially after first, I thought, you know, they came at us. But I thought in the second and parts of the third, you know, we really held on to pucks and made them defend.
How much does that wreak havoc with the lines and the pairings when you have the team?
Well, it's tough to get certain guys out. You know, if they don't penalty kill, a guy like Pasta probably had his all-time low minutes played tonight. You know, and that's what happens when you got to kill that many penalties.
Is that just a good, I mean, after last night's game, coming back and just finding sort of that last way to come back, considering that uneven way this game maybe played itself out?
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it's the character and the culture of we compete hard, we have great second and third effort, and, you know, our captain is the epitome of hard work.
When you give up a late goal like that and then you get to overtime, what's the feeling and the message on the bench before the start of the extra period?
Well, we just wanted to get back to our game. You know, like, you know, they scored the second power play goal there to tie it up. Great shot by Tarasenko. We got to go north. We got to get back to our game and get back to offense.
It came out slow in the first period. How much did Swayman kind of keep you in the game?
Yeah, he was terrific. You could tell he was really on top of his game by how well he moved the puck north for us. Sometimes he was our best breakout defenseman.
When you come to these buildings, you hear a lot of Bruins fans. How nice is it being on the road and hearing the cheers from the crowd?
It's fantastic. Like, I think, you know, I know we only play 41 games at TD Garden, but it feels like we have 65 home games with the way the Bruins, our great fans, travel.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. Now let's hear from Brad Marchand, who got the game-winning goal last night in Ottawa against the Senators in overtime.
Swain made a great save. Kind of bounced on the wall there and Seas did a great job kind of getting ice and getting it over early, so I had enough time to make a play. The D kind of looked like he tried to fake bluff me a little bit, and backed off, gave me the shot, and, you know, luckily it went in.
Was it the end of a shift, too? Were you guys kind of
out
of gas?
A little bit, yeah. We had been out there for a while. You know, we had an ozone shift. CC had the puck for a while, and, you know, back in our zone for a little bit. So, yeah, end of a shift, end of a long game, and back-to-back, you know, so it feels good to get that one.
this just indicative of the resilience from this team where you're up to nothing, but then they come back and tie it up late, so they still manage to pull it out?
Yeah, you know, they're games that you need to learn how to win going on the stretch. Every team's playing well, even, you know, they're better than what their record is. You know, they're playing really good right now, and, you know, to... You know, going in playoffs, you have to be able to win games that are close. And every team, when they get down, is they claw back. You know, they don't have nothing to lose at that point. They pick up their energy. You know, when you're up, you kind of sit back a little bit. You know, so you have to be able to, you know, play on that momentum and battle through that. We had a lot of adversity tonight, so I liked the way that we responded to that. You know, we didn't give up when they came back. And so it's a good win. There's definitely some things that we need to do better and some areas weren't great in, but, you know, overall it's a good win for us.
I know guys are looking forward to the break, but will there be an extra emphasis on finishing the first half strong on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, you know, you want to go into the break on a good note, but, you know, it's just focusing on the day-to-day process, and it's something we talk a lot about. You know, the break is after the next game. It's not a second before that, and you know, part of our job being a good team and being good pros is making sure that we show up and we come ready to compete. Philly's an extremely tough team to play in their building. They're playing a hard game of hockey right now, and they're playing well. So, you know, if we take them lightly at any point, they're going to roll over. So we do have to make sure we're prepared and get a good day of rest tomorrow and be ready to play on Saturday.
That is Brad Marchand of the Bruins. Again, they're winners last night, 3-2 in overtime. Marchand with the game-winning goal. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman now after the game last night.
I think the biggest thing is finishing off a game that looked like an uphill battle sometimes, and really special to get a back-to-back as well and finish it off in overtime. So huge congrats to Marshy, obviously passing some pretty big names in the scoring list. So really good, feel-good win for us, and excited to move forward.
Especially coming off the back-to-back after the tough loss last night, what to say about the group that would respond this way?
I think exactly. We're really proud of ourselves with our response, and we don't want to lose two in a row. And even letting up a goal late didn't faze us, as you could tell. It's just it's next shift, next guy up, and that was the way we ran tonight. I mean, the attention to the defensive zone was unbelievable. I think before we had six grade A saves at some point, so... just really fun to see those guys selling out and winning the way we did.
After that late goal, what was the message on the bench heading into overtime?
I usually don't listen, I'm sorry to say. But I think we all knew we had a job to finish. And obviously we haven't come on top of quite a few overtimes this year. So that's something that we want to take initiative with is finishing out games. And just to see the way the guys did it. I think the bench was phenomenal all night. Every time I did go over there, I did see guys smiling and making sure they're supporting each other. So that's a really good sign.
The legs didn't look like they were there in the first period. It might have been the back-to-back, and you made several big saves in that period. What were you seeing the puck really well in that first?
I think guys in front of me are doing their job, even if they're not having their A game right away. It's really special to see guys, you know, perform on their B and C game. So I think as soon as our legs got under us, we start dominating play, and they did everything they needed to in front of me, letting me see shots and clearing out rebounds, and obviously, like I said earlier, blocking shots. So really, really happy with the team effort in front of me tonight.
Bruins goaltender Jeremy Swayman. Again, something a little extra, a little different here on North Shore Today Extra. Post-game locker room reaction from the Bruins following last night's win in Ottawa against the Senators. This is North Shore Today Extra on MSONewsSports.com.